ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्तश्च ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। एकास्त्वं एव जगत् जगत् एतत् अमुष्य यत् त्वं एकास्त्वमेव जगदेतदमुष्य त्वम् आद्यन्तयो पृथक्
अमुष्य तम
अमुष्य यत्त्वं
जतम्
एकास्त्वमेव जगदे तदमुष्य त्वम् आद्यन्तय पृथक् अवश्यसि मध्यतश्च आद्यन्तय पृथगवश्यसि मध्यतश्च दृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरम् निजमायया इदम् दृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरम् निजमायेदम् नाना इव कै अवसिता तत् अनुप्रविष्टा नानेव तैरवसितस्तदनुप्रविष्टा एकस्मेव जगदे तदवश्य त्वम्
एकः वन् ओन्लि त्वमेव ट्रान्स्लेशन् माय डियर् लोर्ड् You alone manifest yourself as the whole cosmic manifestation, because before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, you were existing, and you exist also after the annihilation. Therefore, between the beginning and end, you are the maintainer. All these things are being done by your external energy, through the action and reaction of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the conclusion is, that whatever is existing, it is you only, externally and internally.
Ekastameva jagadita amusya jatyam adyam antayo pithak avasasi madhatasya. srishtya guna pratikanam nijamanaya idam nani vatai ravasitas tadunut pravishti. Very interesting. This is realization of God. There is difference, varieties, at the same time, they are one. Unity in variety. So, in the Brahma Sangita, it is stated, ekappasau rachayatam jagadanva koti. There are many millions of universes. Jagadanva koti. Jagadanva means this universe. And koti means millions. Don't think this is the only universe. There are many millions of universes. In God's creation, there is no limitation. Everything unlimited. Even this universe, to us, it is a great, wonderful thing. We do not know even what are there in the four corners of this universe. Millions and millions of stars, millions of planets, millions and millions of oceans, mountains, and what to speak of living entities, everything unlimited. The universe, it is also stated in the Brahma Sangita, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanva koti. In the effulgence of Brahma, the example is also there. It is not very difficult. Just like in this sunshine, this effulgence, sun is there, and the shining is there, but within the shining, there are innumerable planets. In the daytime, we cannot see, but at night, we can see. Where from these stars and planets come? They are already there. And the sunshine, due to the bright sunshine, we cannot see them. But they are existing. As our planet is existing within the sunshine, similarly there are millions of planets. They are also existing. Similarly, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanva koti. This is only universe. But this each universe, millions of universes, they are existing within the Brahma effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, both spiritual and material. Everything is there. So this is the creation of the Supreme Lord. He says, Athava bahunaitena kingyatena sabhatena. Vistabhya aham idam krishnam ekaṁsena sthitūyata. I enter into this creation without spiritual creation, without spiritual entities, there cannot be development of material. That is our contention, that this material world has developed because Krishna has entered. Anupravishta, it is said here, clearly. Doi ravasitas tadanupravishta. Because you have entered, therefore things have developed. Pandantarasthang paramanasayana. Without spiritual touch, nothing can develop. We have a practical experience that without the spirit soul, the body cannot develop. If a dead child comes out, the body does not develop. It's because the spirit soul is there. So this nonsense theory that within the womb of the mother, unless the body is developed to 7 months, there is no life. but it is not. The body has developed to 7 months condition because there is spirit soul. Otherwise, how it becomes 7 months developed? You'll find this description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the knowledge received from Srimad Bhagavatam is perfect. Any knowledge which does not collaborate with the knowledge in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is useless knowledge. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prodhita koitava astra paramaninma sadana satan vatsava vastu veddam astra. Vatsava. Real knowledge. This is real knowledge. In the Bhagavad it is said, karmana daivanatrena janta jiha upapatti. A living entity gets his body, upapatti, according to karma. Everything is stated there. After sex, the living entity takes shelter within the seminar and ovum of the father and mother. And the formation is just like a small grain. That grain develops because the spirit soul has taken self. Then body. It is not that the body develops automatically and at 7 months there is life. No. Life, the consciousness may be there. That is another consciousness. Sometimes if I am surcharged with anesthetics, if I am chloroformed, my consciousness is not there. That does not mean I am not there. Consciousness sometimes may be absent. One man fainted, there is no consciousness. That does not mean there is no life. There is life. The consciousness has not developed. So, this is the anupravishta, this is the fact. Matter cannot develop without the entrance of the spirit, either the spark of the spirit or the supreme spirit. Ekapasaudatam jagadanna puti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayadadantam andantarasam. He enters. We have got many informations that this Brahmanda, Garbhodukha is Vishnu, enters. Then, from his abdomen, the lotus flower stem, then Brahma comes, and then Brahma creates. So, the original creation, or the beginning of the activities of this universe, was first the entrance of Garbhodukshaya Vishnu. The Mahavishnu, nishyasitakshaika nishyasitakalamathavalambya, jivanti loma bilaja jagadannanatha. First of all, this universe is one of the millions of universes coming out from the pores of the transcendental body of Mahavishnu. And then, Mahavishnu, in the form of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, enters each and every universe. And then things take place. Then Brahma is created. This is the process of creation. Anupravishya, the first entrance, is of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So actually, ekasvameva, whatever we are saying, that is, you are. Aham sarvasya prabhava, the Bhagavad Gita says. Aham, that is one. Krishna, mam ekam, that is one. So actually, everything is that same Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, father explained, aham, what is that? Maya tatamidam idam. Maya tatamidam, sadbam. Sadbam, everything. Everything is expanded. Maya tatamidam, tatam means expanded. Idam, this universe, this world, everything, whatever it is. Maya tatamidam sadbam, jagat abhakta murti. That is his abhakta, impersonal form. Everything is Krishna. But that does not mean that his personal form is finished. Because he is expanded everywhere. This is Mayavada theory. And because God has expanded in so many varieties, therefore God has no form. No. That is not the fact. That is, Goloka eva nivasati, akhila atma bhuto. He is, in his original Satchidananda Vigraha, he is existing always. Goloka, he does not go anywhere, leaving aside his friends, father, mother, beloved, anywhere. He is always. Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. He doesn't go anywhere. Padam ekam na gacchati. Just like a big man, he got so many examples. A big man, he's sitting at his home with family, he's enjoying. But he's managing many, many hundreds of factories sitting there. We have got practical experience. Big business magnate. They do not come to the office, neither he goes to the factory. Simply by his order, telephone, you do this, that's all. Things are new. But if it is possible materially that one ordinary man, he can manage hundreds of factories and offices without going there, simply by his order, that how much powerful is Krishna? We have been imagining. Sarai Sajya Purna, still, even a man or even a demigod, just like demigod Indra, he is managing the affairs of brains, how to collect the clouds, how to disperse them. And there are managements, so many managements. But all these managements are going on the supreme merit, Krishna. Therefore he says in the Bhagavad Gita that maya dhatrena prakriti jati sacha. This is to be understood. That one supreme person, he is managing everything. He material and spiritual world, everything is being managed by him. That is God. God is not so cheap. This is God. So, Prahlad Maharaj Krishna, he understands that you are the only origin of everything. Janmadrasya jata. Ekastameva jagat. The cosmic manifestation is changing, but the real cause is ekastameva. My Lord, you are the ekastameva jagajatat amusya jatam. The cause and effect, both. You are the cause and effect. There is no different cause. Sarvakarana karanam. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishvara Paramat Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. He is cause and effect both. Sarvakarana Karana. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tatamidam Sarva. I am the original cause. Aham Sarvasta Prabhu. Matta Sarvam Prabhattasi. Iti matya vajante mang buddha bhava saman. So those who are actually devotee, just like Prahlad Maharaj, such devotee can understand it is only Krishna. He is, by his unlimited power, Sarayasadra, Purna, he is exhibiting in different ways. Ekas kameva jagatata amushtada tram adhyam. The same thing is fine. Vedic literature means there is no contradiction. Either you read this way or that way, it is not a people who are foolish, who cannot understand, they sometimes see contradiction. No, there is no contradiction. Think one flow. Therefore, because we are limited, power, knowledge is limited, imperfect, therefore we should not argue. We should accept what is stated in the Veda. And if we argue, then we will find unnecessary contradiction and we will be misled. Don't ask. There is no question of Vedavachan. Vedavachan means Veda Pramana, Suti Pramana. This is the way of Vedic civilization. If you can prove something quoting from the Vedas, then you are victory. Veda Pramana, Suti Pramana. There are many evidences, but the first class evidence is Suti Pramana. Suti Suti Puranadi, Pantarastriki Bilingina. So, we cannot accept some rascal as God unless there is Suti Pramana. Suti Pramana, unless it is proved by the evidence of we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality. Na Chaitanya Krishnyat Paratattam Paramiha. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami says, Na Chaitanya Krishna, Na Chaitanya Krishna, Chaitanya is Krishna. As there is no Paratattva above Krishna, similarly there is no Paratattva above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna says that matta parataram nanda, there is no more superior truth than me. And the same Krishna is Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini. Rupa Goswami. Therefore we have to follow Rupa Goswami. He says that, my Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna. You have simply changed the name, Krishna Chaitanya. And you are Krishna. Similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that, Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhatameka Purusa Purana. The same Purana Purusa. Adyam Purusha. Purusham Adyam Krishna. Vairagya Vidyanija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhatameka Purusha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari. The same Supreme Person Krishna, you have now appeared in a body which is called Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Actually you are the same Krishna. Why he has come? Now, Krishna Prema Pradayas. As Krishna, he could not give it to everyone. Krishna ordered. Because he is the Supreme Person, he can order. Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. But he could not induce. We are so rascal that we could not take even directly the order of Krishna. We are so rascal. Therefore, Krishna again thought that these rascals, they could not understand me. All right, now let me appear as a devotee of Krishna. And I shall give not only Krishna, but Krishna prema. This is Mahavadana. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Mahavada. He is not only giving Krishna, but Krishna pray. That is what? Prema Pramathamaha. Our this human form of life is meant for achieving love of God. That is perfection of life. That is perfection of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadana Bhuta because he is giving Krishna prema. Therefore, we'll see any person after chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, immediately he becomes the next step. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Immediately, even a third class man, even a child, even a boy, even a dog, immediately, in ecstasy. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we have got this opportunity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful movement, Hare Krishna movement, to take it very seriously and chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna. Krishna. But now he is chanting Krishna. Krishnam Varnayati. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is Chaitanya. Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. That is he. It is confirmed in the Veda that in the Kali Yuga the Lord will appear as this. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. He is always described Krishna. When he was a teacher, that time also he was explaining Krishna. When he was explaining drama, he was explaining Krishna. Therefore, Guru Goswami, understanding the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compiled Harinama Amrita Vyakara. In the Vyakara, in the grammar, all examples of Sandhi, Samadhi, everything is Hari, Harinama Amrita Vyakara. Dhatu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining Dhatu, Dhatu has got different meaning, and Dhatu means the light, force, the vital force. So, he was explaining that this dhatu means Krishna. When Krishna is not there, then life is finished. So, the disciples who are students, they thought that this person has not met. So they criticized. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closed the Parsana. So that is Krishna Varnayati. In everything, he was explaining Krishna. And when he was speaking, he talked to the Mahavadan of Gans, and he proved from Quran, there is Krishna too. From Quran. That is Krishna Varnayati. Krishna Varnayam. Anywhere, he will explain Krishna. And therefore, he has advised everyone that jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. So one has to learn this art, how to explain Krishna in every step of life. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.